of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours in sight. I
welcome Sovereign Mind Radio. Today is October 9th, 2011. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. I'm here in the studio with our trusted soundboard operator, Chandler. How you doing tonight, Chandler?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
The fun never stops. You know
that. Of course,
that.
Right?
That's what we do. Yeah, this is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio, and the chat room is open now at kcnr1460.com, or you can call in if you have any questions during the show at 530-605-4567. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? What's it going to take? You know, how bad does it have to get before you do something? Start to educate yourself on the issues, talk to your neighbors, go to a Tea Party meeting, check out the website, see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. If you have any questions, again, feel free to call in 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. A couple of reminders, Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. They stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. Want to make sure that if Chad's out there listening that you're getting better, buddy. And the first quote of the evening is, paper money has had the effect in your state that it will ever have, to ruin commerce, oppress the honest, and open the door to every species of fraud and injustice. And that's George Washington. We're going to start having a self-reliant website of the week. The website this week is Frugal Squirrels. That's FrugalSquirrels.com. Frugal Squirrels. Say that three times fast if you can. Okay. First thing I want to do is I want to play a radio broadcast from Gold Silver Radio. It's a few minutes long, and so let's get right to it, and let's go.
Greenberg, and I'll be your investor and guide. So what is going on with gold and silver? You know, historically, the price of gold and silver rise when we lose confidence in the economy. And the fundamentals say that people are losing confidence in the economy. But what happened this last week? Over the last, year or so, gold and silver, especially in May 2011, gold and silver hit all-time highs. They pulled back in June, and they pretty much leveled off through July and August. But this is September, and the price of gold and silver have dumped. So the question is, have we hit the top, and now we're on the way down? Am I going to lose my investment? What should I do? Should I hold on? Should I sell? I'm lost. GoldSilver.com, what should I do? We say the fundamentals don't lie. What do we mean by that? When people lose confidence in the economy, they turn to other investments, especially those with intrinsic value, like gold and silver, and the price of commodities and gold and silver rise. So is that where we're at? Is this a blip or is this a trend? Let's take a look for a moment here. Quantitative easing is the first fundamental we're going to look at. What is quantitative easing? Quantitative easing was termed in the 1990s in Japan when they were having an economic crisis, and they came up with the term quantitative easing, which essentially is printing more money. That's what we're doing today here in the United States by the Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve Bank was started in 1913, almost 100 years ago, It has no reserves. The bank account balance is zero. It writes checks against a zero balance, and it is not a bank. It's a corporation. So the Federal Reserve Bank is not federal, it has no reserves, and it is not a bank. But they are the bank of last resort in the United States. And they do not answer to the Congress of the United States. What they do is they decide that they need to control the economy, and they buy treasury bonds from the government and electronically add money into the economy by sending it to the banks. But they don't send all the money to the banks. It's called fractional banking. What is fractional banking? Well, fractional banking allows banks to keep a percentage reserve in the bank. For instance, if you put a newly created $100 into your bank, you got the money somewhere else, you put $100 into your bank is required to keep a percentage of that. It's supposed to be 10%, but really it's a lot less, if anything at all. And they keep the 10%, and they can loan out $90 to the next guy. So the next guy comes in and borrows $90, and he takes the $90 and puts it into the second bank. The second bank has to keep $9, and they can loan out $81, and it goes all the way down the line. So that new $100 that you put in the first bank becomes $1,000. So when the Federal Reserve buys $400 billion worth of treasury bonds, it just floods the economy. And that's what we have going on. And when we increase the currency supply, Michael Maloney says that that's inflation. Inflating the currency supply is what's going on here. And a result of inflating the currency supply, our prices rise. Prices have to increase to suck up, to absorb the excess currency in the economy. So there are more dollars in the economy, but their value is less. They're losing value. The value is changing for the dollar. So commodities rise in price. And gold and silver have intrinsic value. And gold and silver always rise when people lose confidence in the economy. First, fundamental, quantitative easing, printing. People lose confidence in the economy. Price of gold and silver rise. Two, the second fundamental, debt ceiling, increasing the debt ceiling. What is that about? We have bank accounts. We have checking accounts, we have credit cards, but they all have limits. You have a certain amount that's in your checking account, a certain amount in your savings account, you have a set limit on your credit card. You can't spend more than that. Now you can call your credit card company and say, hey, can you increase my limit? Maybe they will, usually they don't, but that's about it. The United States doesn't work that way. So in the beginning of the United States, Congress set a law that limited the amount that the government could spend. And actually, this is just approved monies. Monies that aren't in the budget, like wars, we'll talk about later, they're not part of this. So there's a debt ceiling that can be spent. And every time the government hits that ceiling, Congress talks to each other, they argue and they scream, and then they pass a law that increases the debt limit, and then the president signs it. And the debt ceiling has been raised 74 times since 1962. It always happens. When the Republicans are in charge, the Democrats fight them. When the Democrats are in charge, the Republicans fight them. And ultimately, they always raise the debt ceiling, which means they spend more money. Wars. We're in wars. We have three wars going on. We have a war in Libya. We don't talk about that so much, do we? In Afghanistan and Iraq. Three wars going on. Huge amount of spending. Is that increasing confidence in the economy? I don't think so. Foreclosures, another fundamental. Foreclosures are when you can't afford to keep your home anymore. So let's say you have a flat rate on your home and then there's a balloon rate and you can't afford that. And now you need to sell your home, but the real estate has come down in value because we're printing, and values are coming down. What do you do now? You owe more to the bank than the house is worth. You can't sell the house. You can't even break even. So what the most popular option is foreclosure, which is simply walking away from your home and your real estate obligations. And more than $100 billion of home loans are likely to default in the near future. What about unemployment? Unemployment is the number of people who are working plus the number of people who are looking for work. And there are many people who don't look for work anymore because they've given up looking for jobs. So why aren't there more jobs? Well, there's this cycle. People don't work, so they don't have money to spend. So manufacturing doesn't have to make more stuff. So they don't have to make more stuff, so they don't need to hire more people. They don't hire more people, so people are unemployed. Bad cycle. And when less people work, the less taxes get paid, the government has less money coming in. The fundamentals of quantitative easing, printing, the fundamentals of increasing the debt ceiling. Spending. Three wars. Spending. Foreclosures. People can't afford their homes anymore. Unemployment. People are not working. They can't afford to buy anything. These are the fundamentals of our economy. And when people lose confidence in their economy, they take their investments and put them in commodities that have intrinsic value, like gold and silver. So what's going on now? This is a long-term investment. And these speed bumps that happen, prices shooting up, prices shooting down, these are short-term noise. The long-term picture here is that the price of gold and silver are going to continue to rise. My name is Lee Greenberg, and I thank you for your time.
We're back, and that was Lee Greenberg with goldsilver.com. I thought that was a great little video thing or radio spot there, because it really explained it pretty simply to understand. So with that, we can go to the break now, and we'll be back with our guest, Cameron Gamble of Project Taken, and we'll start getting into that stuff. So we'll be back in a minute. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I sit next to you at PTA meetings. We live right next door. We've been neighbors for years. You know my family and me pretty well, but here's one thing you don't know. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. Like you, we believe in this country. What's hard to believe is in the land of milk and honey, how many hardworking Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding their families. This is a problem with a solution. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm your host, Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with Cameron Gamble of Project Taken. And so that's what our next subject is going to be. We'll come back to some of this other stuff on the financial, but I wanted to introduce everybody to Cameron and talk about Project Taken. And so, Cameron, tell us about yourself and your background, and what qualifies you to give the training, and then why are you so concerned about what's going on? Is this is there a real problem out there, or are we just being prepared? Are we just trying to prepare?
Yeah, Mark, thanks for having me on the show. In my background, it's fairly simple. I was called to go into the military September 11th, and quickly became involved with a program called SEER, Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape, and had the ability to work with these phenomenal instructors who take military folk and train them how to survive overseas if they become captive or hostage or prisoners. And working through that program, when I got out of the military, I was asked to work with this company, and right away went and down to Fort Rucker, Alabama, and started working with Army aviators, Army Rangers, Army Special Forces. And from there, I went up to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and worked with the Marine Special Operators.
Did you jump out of planes, too?
No.
Oh, good.
Flew in them, didn't jump out of them.
They tried to get us to jump, and I wasn't going for it. Why would you ever jump out of a perfectly good plane?
Good point.
Anyway, sorry.
No, so I worked with the Marine Corps for a while. And after that, I had the privilege of working with the Navy SEALs, which is who I currently train. I'm kind of a consultant for them on the East Coast, so I fly out there as necessary. And in addition to that, had the opportunity to train the Secret Service in West Virginia for a time.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, and so I've really taken an interest in survival training.
How old are you? You just don't look old enough to have done all this.
Yeah, 31.
Okay, well, you've been busy.
I have. Yeah, the last 10 years have been a good ride for our family.
I bet, yeah. And, but a lot of training then.
A lot of training, yeah. A lot of moving, 14 moves in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So with that, why do you think there's such a big problem here? I see Sally in the chat room says 300-plus parolees being released is a problem. Oh, and she says you look young, too. You look so young.
Well, as a matter of fact, at the tea party that I spoke at a couple of weeks ago, a gentleman said that. He said, well, you know, you look young to do this. And I said, yeah, that means I have a lot of life left to teach you guys. So
yeah,
I'm not going anywhere. I plan on doing this.
Yeah, it's not the age, it's the mileage.
Right. Right. And it's not so much a concern that I have as much as it is a passion I have.
I see.
And my passion is to bring a product that is as equal to what the military is receiving or greater than to the civilians, because they're the ones who are they're the statistics.
Right.
It's not our troops who are necessarily in harm's way. No, let me back up. They are in harm's way, but they're aware of what's going on. They're trained to handle situations like that.
Right.
And I know that if the military deems it necessary for them to go through this training before they deploy, then it's a needed training.
Right.
And looking at the statistics, those guys handle themselves very well in these situations, but they avoid them mostly.
Right.
Where on the civilian side of it, we don't avoid it.
Yeah, what's the old saying, prevention is worth a pound of cure type thing? Yeah, so just being aware, and I know I've had experience with this obviously in my life as well. I mean, half the battle is avoiding getting yourself into the spot.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how much training is available, free training online for how to handle a situation, and even some avoidance stuff, but it's... To me, it's being put out incorrectly.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, we see this one-size-fits-all for captivity.
Well, and everybody's an expert these days. Sure. You know, as soon as we start having some problems, all of a sudden, everybody's a survival expert. Everybody's this expert. And you got to be kind of careful. I learned a long time ago that look for the best out there and find them and then emulate them. And if you find somebody better, use them. You know, always try to find the best guys that you can.
Yeah, and for me, that's how it worked coming through my career. I found the best, these guys who have been doing this since Vietnam.
Right.
And who've been doing it and staying up with the times, not you know, getting bogged down by the old way of doing things, but understanding that captivity is a very asymmetrical thing, and you have to adapt to what is currently taking place throughout the world.
So how could we as citizens be, you know, applying this, and why should we be applying this? Now, we talked about some statistics. What are the statistics as far as, you know, kidnapping and those type of things, you know, here in the States?
Here in the States, 1.2 Americans every 10 minutes is abducted.
Really? I mean, really? 1.2 every 10 minutes?
Every 10 minutes.
Wow, that seems amazing that, you know, in the United States that could actually be happening. We don't hear about it all that much, though.
We do. What we hear about is the young, beautiful, college-age, blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl who makes it to Nancy Grace. And then all of a sudden there's a nationwide search party for this young girl. Hmm. But the problem is the ones who don't make it to that spotlight are the ones that we're not finding, and we're not finding quickly at all. And all of a sudden they become cold files.
Right. Right, and that's really sad. So, what should people do? Why? Should they just sign up for the class? Have you got any tips? We got a limited amount of time here in this radio program. What could you give us that would really help us out? Right now.
Sure. Right now, I mean, there is no excuse right now for your listeners and the people that I've been in contact with over the last couple of weeks promoting the course on October 29th to not get there. There's no excuse. That's number one. But it also goes hand in hand with understanding that this can happen to you. This isn't something that flip of the coin. These are threats that we interact with on a daily basis that we don't see because we don't have that mindset. We're not looking at them. We're not seeing them. And we're coming really close every single day to encountering these threats and getting by. And we're just getting by.
I must be just too big to lug off in the car is probably part of the problem, especially not being young or beautiful. But, yeah, in all seriousness, you know, what you know, you got your program coming up on the 29th. And how do people sign up for that? And how do they get their kids involved? And you know what the, you know, just go to the website and become a member. And
you don't even have to become a member to register for the course. You can simply go to projecttaken.com and click on the registration tab, and it's right there available for our Redding course, the Bay Area course, and the Sacramento course.
Yeah, because I signed up today, but I hadn't had a chance to get that much farther to actually sign up for the course yet, because I was running late to get to the show here. So sign up for the course wherever it's at, and the cost on that, I believe, is $99?
It is $99.
Okay, and so what is the course going to cover? I mean, is there like a specific curriculum that you go over? What all do you show people in the course?
Yeah, TAKEN, Project TAKEN. TAKEN is actually an acronym. So I take them through TAKER, Awareness, Kidnap, Engagement, Negotiate. So I bring them from the prevention side of it to I've done everything I possibly can to prevent it. Now I'm in it. How do I survive it and ultimately escape it?
Right.
And that's from identifying who these people are, what do they want, and what are they willing to do to get from me or my family out of this.
You'd think that everybody out there that has kids of any age should be, you know, getting involved in something like this, because who wants to be the one statistic? You know, or have your, you know, I mean, how are you going to feel out there if your daughter's missing or your grandson's gone, and nobody's had any training, nobody's seen how to avoid it? I think that would be just a crying shame to, you know, it's almost a crime in itself by not being diligent enough to take some steps to and some precautionary, especially in this day and age. You know, you look down at the border in Mexico, and I mean, Phoenix is now, I guess, the capital of the world as far as
number
abductions.
Two. Yeah.
Number two.
Number two in the world.
What's number one?
Mexico City.
Oh, well, gee.
Go figure, right?
Yeah, I mean, that. So I guess I'm not moving to Mexico City anytime soon, but or Phoenix for that matter. But, you know, the border is expanding north, it seems like, as well, because we've had a president here who has not been doing his constitutional job, in my opinion, by protecting our borders, and they're porous at this point. So there are a lot of guys coming over, and the chances and the odds are going up, it seems like.
Yes, they certainly are, and you can even see it in even our area, Chico area. Last week, there were two young ladies, college students, who were attempted abductions on both of them.
Wow.
Pepper sprayed in the face, guys grabbing him, trying to shove him in the car, and both of them got away, but... And again, I'm not saying that that's coming from Mexico,
right?
But it's certainly not helping when we have that mindset coming from Mexico into we have our own problems,
right? Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm far be it from me to start throwing stones at the Mexican people or the country of Mexico, but you know, there's some definite problems down there with the drug cartels, and you know, we got Fast and Furious thing, and that seems to be blowing up, and so there's a lot of problems down there. But then we've also got this redistricting issue here, you know, where they're releasing all these prisoners. So it just seems like the odds are going up farther and farther and farther. So, you know, I think everybody needs to start thinking about this and getting involved in some kind of an action here and take your course. I mean, you know, again, get up off the couch, guys out there, and do something about this this situation. We need to get involved.
And if you're not able to, at least get your kids through it or your loved ones.
Absolutely. I mean, I just think that anybody who training has always been something. I think that if you don't get involved in training, whatever you're doing, I just think you're missing the boat if it's important.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to be going to a break here in another 30 seconds or so. And I see Sally was saying something about your video is really scary. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not redistricting. It's realignment.
Realignment. Reintegration.
Yeah, I know. We've had so much stuff thrown at us so fast lately that we're not even sure what we're talking about anymore. At least I'm not, you know. So anyway, with that, I think we'll head into a break here, and then we'll be back with some more problem solving, and we'll go from there. This is 1460 Shasta Redding, KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Care about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answers that you want me to.
We're back. That's some old stuff there. I don't know if anybody from the chat room can guess who that was, but I'd be surprised if anybody did. Anyway, we're back here with Cameron Gamble from Project Taken, and you can go to the website at projecttaken.com and register and get involved in the class here. Get your kids and your family involved in this stuff because it's something everybody needs to know about. So with that, let's talk a little bit more about let's not talk about redistricting this time. Let's talk about realignment. Because redistricting means that we were in District 2 and now, or 1. I don't even know what we're in anymore because they changed it. But let's go to realignment, which is the prisoner release. And let's talk about this 30 or 40,000, or I don't even know how many prisoners are being released. And, you know, what's up with that?
Well, my understanding is these individuals are the best of the worst, is the way the sheriff had put it.
The best of the worst.
The best of the worst.
So what does that mean, the best of the worst? Is that like, yeah, that's a tough one to wrap your mind around.
Well, it's actually pretty simple if you look at it. They're going off of their current record. Why are these guys in prison right now? And so what they're saying is, well, based on why they're in prison right now, they're the best of the worst, so let's send them out because they may be in prison for a DUI or you know, but what they're not looking at.
They could have been in prison for armed robbery on their last,
or rape, or child abduction, or any of these things that we're not being made. You know, it's not known to us.
What is it when you get elected as part of the deal? You got to leave your common sense at the voting booth or something. I mean, I just don't get these guys. It's like, you know, it's just ridiculous. But you know, I was thinking about when we were talking about on the break with you know, the last time they did a prisoner release, they just happened to release 4 or 5 thousand. You know, it was 4 or 5 thousand. I don't remember the exact number of guys that were actually dangerous on accident through a computer glitch, and they just went, oh well, yeah, they'll be back in soon, whatever. You know, I mean, you know, it's a lot of money to go out there and try to track these guys down, and you know, the computer, you know, whatever.
Right.
So how screwed up is that?
It is, you know, and obviously I'm not going to get into the particulars of how the system works, but how about this? How do we deal with these individuals once they're coming out? And we have a huge responsibility, again, back to our families. I mean, that's what Project Haken's about. It's about making your family aware, not just making them aware, and that's what a lot is that's being put out in terms of teaching on the internet and through experts, like you said earlier. Yeah, awareness is great, but how do we deal with it? You know, I can look around and have all these different colors that I perceive in terms of threat level, and that stuff is really, really handy. But how do I deal with these individuals?
Right.
And how do I identify them before? So that's what this training does. It doesn't just give you the observations, and it gives you the how-tos of applying it and staying safe.
I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is shoot them, but, you know, I mean, that's probably a little over the top there. The charge probably shouldn't say that on radio, but, yeah, you know, but it's true. I mean, that is the first thing that came to my mind when you're saying this, is because if these guys are that bad and they're doing stuff, they're out there, these predators, I mean, that's what really, in my opinion, needs to happen to them, you know, or worse. But yeah, to have some skills, not just to avoid it, but to, you know, do something correctly if you're in the middle of it, and increase your odds of surviving it, is I think the key.
Yeah, you know, Nick Rowe is an army soldier who basically created the SEER program for the Special Forces community, and he was a POW in Vietnam, and he was the best of the best in terms of understanding awareness, but yet he was still cornered and shot overseas. He was assassinated, and he was a very high-value target. But so what do you do if you've done everything you can to avoid it, and now you have to engage with it?
Right.
That's where people just – they don't know.
Yeah, and, like, I guess, you know, there's got to be something, because you don't just give up no matter what.
Sure.
I mean, that's part of it, is just not giving in no matter what the situation is, and doing everything you possibly can. And, like you say, having the skills, I guess, in your bag to do as much as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, and the skills also come with educating your family. So we understand the people who are listening are educated because they're listening.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of mindset we need to begin with.
Right.
So once you have that mindset, you can cultivate it. And let's give these people some tools so they can use. Go to the website, join as a member. It's free. And then every week you can get tips from me, as much blogging as I possibly can. I'll send out as much information on this kind of stuff as possible so people know how to react. And there's no excuse not to go and become educated. I mean, just even the capabilities we have on our phones to be aware of our surroundings, to know who's our threats just on our street. We can find those things out through our phone.
I guess we need to just stop watching the football game for a minute or two, or whatever it's going to take. And if, you know, we're really going to be concerned citizens and make this country better, yeah, you're right. We got to do something about it. So it looks like we've got a person that called in. I believe that's Nate on line one, and, you know, we like Nate a lot. How you doing, Nate? What's going on out there? You on the line?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, the fun never stops, man. You know that. We kind of we miss you down here. You need to come back in and pay us a visit here pretty quick.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I just wanted to kind of talk about what you guys are talking about, that when, you know, when the monetary system falls and everything goes and we don't have a police anymore, we are going to just be taking care of ourselves.
That's
against our own community and the people in it.
That's a good
point. Being prepared is, like, you know, locally, is we're not going to be fighting the huge government. You know, we're going to be just surviving.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, if the things go as bad as I believe that they probably are, you could be right. And having some skills out, you know, to deal with, you know, those things and avoiding the situations has got to be paramount at that point. Then it's almost too late. You should have got the skills and the training before. You know, if you're in the middle of something like that, then it's too late. Yeah, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, like Mexico, just a couple weeks ago, one of the cartels stopped their car in the middle of the road and left, and it was full of like 35 bodies.
Holy moly.
It's pretty bloody and bad. I mean, people are getting beheaded. It's not, you know, it's pretty bad down there, and it is going into our own country now, so who knows?
Well, you know, you bring up a good point with the law enforcement, too, and I'm a huge advocate for law enforcement, but I understand that budgets are being cut, and that's going to also put the responsibility back on individuals. When I spoke to two wonderful people yesterday, one of them has had his house broken into twice in Reading, and the response time was 40 minutes from the police department.
Wow.
That's unacceptable. And also, you know, last week,
when those two individuals down in Chico were the attempted abductions on them. And this is not the fault of the police department. This is just never having the resources to train themselves. But their best advice, they said, the news reported, the best advice is to stay alert. Well, that's unacceptable to me.
Right.
That's their best advice. Let's find somebody who knows what they're talking about. Let's bring them into our community, and let's give these people some tools to change statistics and start looking back and hunting these predators before they hunt our kids.
I agree, and that's why you're here, Cameron, is that we want you to be involved in this. And ever since, you know, you got involved with this, and we, you know, this is Elizabeth and Aaron's doing, getting you involved here, and you know, kudos to those guys for finding you and getting you in the community, because we need to, you know, start taking steps, like you say, to be self-reliant and depend on ourselves to handle the situations. Because like you say, I like Tom Basenko and the sheriffs and the local PD, you know, but the real deal is that they're understaffed and overworked, and they're not going to be able to be there every single time. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, it's not, you know, it's not to their fault. No. But now all of a sudden we recognize the responsibility we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where the trends are heading, period, is we need to start looking to ourselves and not the government, not the police, not the sheriff to take care of us. You know,
yeah, remember, the government is going to want us to rely on them. They think we should just run out of our house instead of sit there and protect our house. So it's up to us to just do it on our own.
Absolutely. You got any other questions here for Cameron while you got him on the, or you're on the radio here, Nate?
Well, I just kind of wanted to talk to about the Ron Paul supporters. We're having that thing tomorrow.
Oh.
So I just wanted to tell you guys about that.
What a guy, man. You're a man after my own heart. You know how I feel about Ron Paul.
So, yeah, at 4:30, we're having just the Ron Paul supporter picket.
Where's it going to be at?
Right on Dana and Hilltop, where all the other ones are always at, right in front of Sears.
Okay, at Patriots Corner.
Yep. So, you know, the Ron Paul, that was the first Tea Party, 07, you know, under Ron Paul. The
Absolutely.
Real, before the neocons got control.
Well, so. You know that he just won the straw poll in D.C., I believe, 37% over Kane and smoked the rest of them. So, you know, the media.
In California, he just won two.
Oh, did he?
And he wins a lot of them. And if not, he's first, second, or third, but always neglected.
Oh, well, the media, he's a threat to the banking community, and they don't like that, so that's a problem for him.
Yeah,
but the deal is, though, that he's getting a lot more support and backing, and I think the people are actually starting to get behind him much more than the media is letting on.
Also, the military supports him. He's the number one campaign contributed by the military. So,
well, his campaign contributions from the military actually were more than all of the other candidates combined, including Obama. So there we go. Anyway,
yep, and you know, people might not like one or two people that he knows or that may support him, but I think we can all trust him, and that's the huge thing that we haven't been able to trust our federal government for far too long.
Here's something that you should consider, Nate. I just got this off the chat room from Sally, and she's got a good point. Is why are you doing it on Monday? The Reading Tea Party meets on Monday. you should get another night so you can get some support out there from the Tea Party, because we'll announce it at the meeting, and you know, we can help you out there. You know, but Monday night is our regular meeting always.
I know. I didn't organize it. We wanted to start organizing a Ron Paul support group in Reading, and then I found these guys. There's about 20 of them, and then they're already having that. So,
well, very good. You might mention that to them, and you might mention to them, or get the names and give me a call after the show or something. Give me their name and number, and I'll get a hold of them, and maybe we can get them to help or come to the Tea Party meeting and explain what they're doing, or we can let them announce some of the events.
Okay. Yeah, definitely will.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Nate. We appreciate the call.
Thanks, Nate.
All right. Great show, guys. See
you. You bet. So, I know you had something else that we were going to talk about before we got sidetracked, and I'm not sure what it was.
Well, I think we're going to go the direction of what is it people get from the course.
That, yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah. So why don't you head – well, we got a minute to go here for a break, and then we'll come back and then outline the course, and then we'll gosh, it's amazing how fast the an hour goes. It seems like it's like that, and it's gone. So, but we'll be back in a minute or so with Cameron Gam Boy, sometimes I have trouble with your name. Cameron Gamble from Project Taken, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I love that song.
Kind of ringing true here lately in Reading, isn't it?
I know. Leave it to Hank Jr. He just got fired off Monday Night Football for some comment the other day. I don't remember what it was specifically, but hey, the guy calls him as he sees him, man. A country boy can't survive. Anyway, we're back here with Cameron Gamble of Project Taken, and we're getting towards the end of the show here, but give us, some more about the course here and what they get, and the what types of situations you school them on, and the curriculum, so to speak.
Yeah, what I do is I take my students through this understanding of something that I call boldface procedures. It's these memory tools that they can take out of their tool belt, regardless of the situation they're in, whether it's a gunman, whether it's a homeless man who is going to ask for money. It doesn't matter. They're observing and interpreting and executing a game plan based on the tools I've given them. So that's all up front, bringing their level of awareness to a certain point, and then not just saying, okay, now you're aware, but how do we apply this? So now we're applying this level of awareness, not just before captivity or before the abuse or before the guy next door who we never thought would abuse our kids or molest our children. Before that happens, now it's happening. So right. Now how do we deal with it? And right. That's where the learning really takes place, and the tools really get ingrained inside the minds of my students, because I bring in professional actors. These are top-notch actors. As a matter of fact, last night I was down in Sacramento with them, and the group that's involved with this program, they are top-notch, and they have so much passion about the course as well. And they bring my students through this captivity, so they actually get to experience it, and it's the closest thing they'll ever experience besides having to go through the real thing themselves. And we get to do it in a safe environment.
Sounds like fun. We're not going to get waterboarded. We don't have to bring any shower caps or anything, right?
No. A young man yesterday asked me, he said, wow, you train the Navy SEALs, so what can you teach us in the course? And I said, listen, this isn't kick left, stomp right, all of a sudden you're upside down.
This isn't Bud's training.
No, this is understand the psychological aspects of captivity and right. dealing with these people. So at the end of the day, they're going to walk away with not just a handbook. They're going to walk away with a set of life skills that they can pass on to their kids and their grandkids and themselves. And it relieves so much worry.
It's almost a philosophy. It's like we talked at the meeting that one time about Jeet Kune Do, you know, Bruce Lee's philosophy of, you know, being like water, formless and shapeless, but, you know, to the cup. In other words, you know, whatever situation evolves, you know, having the skill to handle the situation that's evolving around you.
Right, yeah. Right. And the great thing about it, too, is so many people have in their minds, well, this is what I would do, this is how I would handle it. They have no idea. They have right. no idea and until they're in that situation what they're going to do. And it's so neat to see the learning curve or the learning process take effect when they go, wow, I was wrong. Now I know that doesn't work, at right. least with this individual. So it's eye-opening.
My immediate reaction is empty the clip, you know. That's probably not the right thing to do, but at least it scares the hell out of everybody in the room.
Well, maybe I'll put this out of this. This would probably be appropriate at this point. I was asked the other night if individuals can carry to the course, and I'm a huge advocate for concealed, but this is going to be at Simpson University, so right. it's a private institution.
Yeah, you shouldn't have anything on campus anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in addition to that, there's just so many things that are fun and unpredictable about the course. The last thing I need is a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
And yeah, so it's a safe environment.
it's not really an he's not really an actor.
but I will say this, if that is an issue for people, if they don't feel comfortable enough to remove their weapon and come to training, I'll come to you.
Right.
So get a group of guys who you want to carry and I'll come to you.
Well, we've thought about that. You know, we might explore further down the line something like that after we but I'm going to be at the course. I'm going to try to get my wife really wants to go to the course and my sister, so there, you know, we're starting the line stuff up here to do it. So.
Yeah, and I would say to those who want to come, register now because seats are, especially in the last, we're 20 days away from this.
Right.
They're going to go quick.
What's the maximum capacity? What's the ideal capacity, I should say?
100.
100.
And that's based on the amount of time we have to put people through the scenarios.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's very good. So I've got a couple of things I need to go over here before the end of the day. I'm getting kind of a little bit lost in Project Taken here. There's a couple of things I want to go over. So I wanted to talk on some financial things here, just some real quick headlines that came through. But UK financial firms were downgraded by Moody's rating agency. The UK Moody's has downgraded the credit rating of 12 UK financial firms, including Lloyd's, TSB, RBS, Nationwide, and Santander UK. The rating agency said now it believed the government was less likely to support firms that got into trouble. However, a firm emphasis on the downgrade did not reflect a deterioration in the financial strength of the banking system. Really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Really? Whatever. Okay, so then we've got Fitch cuts Italy, Spain ratings outlook negative. So we got the UK here, and now we got Spain and let's see, Fitch ratings on Friday. Oh, Italy and Spain cut Italy's sovereign credit rating by one notch and Spain's by two, citing a worsening of the Eurozone debt crisis and a risk of fiscal slippage in both countries. So there's really no risk here, but everybody's getting their ratings cut in Europe, and then, you know, really there's no problem. It's not contagion or nothing. So you know, with that, then here's this other one. This is from Zero Hedge. By the way, the last one was from Reuters. You know, I always like to cite who puts the stories out. It was the first one was by the BBC.co.uk, and the second one, Fitch cuts Italy and Spain ratings outlook negative, was by Reuters.com, and that was on October 7th. So this is from Zero Hedge on October 7th. And it says, Congressional Research Service finds U.S. exposure to Europe at $640 billion and could be considerably higher. There's one thing that matches John Paulson's dramatic conversion to the anti-Midas of our times. It is Tim Geithner's uncanny ability to say something only to be proven a pathological liar within months, if not weeks. Who can possibly forget? Is there a risk of that United States could lose their AAA credit rating? Yes or no, Tim? No, no risk of that. That was before we lost it. Now we can add hours, because it was only yesterday that in testimony to Congress, he said in an attempt to be the latest to defend Morgan Stanley, that the direct exposure of the U.S. financial system to the countries under the most pressure in Europe is very modest. Really? Okay, $640 billion and possibly higher is pretty modest, I guess, you know, when you're dealing in trillions and trillions. But, you know, the derivatives market's coming home to roost as well. This is, you know, so the point being here, you know, it's really, that's funny because, I'll read the rest of the article, that's funny because none of the other congressional research service said that the U.S. bank exposure to the European debt crisis was estimated at $640 billion. So it's considerably higher, guys. So what's happening in Europe is on its way here. Okay, and that's why we keep talking about getting prepared, whether it's financially with gold and silver or you know, with your food for your kids and your family in the event of a catastrophe of economic proportions such as a hyperinflation. You know, so that's what this program is all about, and that's why we've got Cameron here, and that's why we were always talking about self-reliance and getting ready. And the banks, this isn't an investment show where we're trying to tell you how to get rich. What we're trying to do is tell you how to protect yourself. And that's what we got to talk about most of the time, is the survival mechanisms that we need to have in place. And you know something, if we're wrong and there's no problem at all, guess what? You're better off than you were before anyway. But if we're right and you haven't prepared, you've got some real problems on your hands. And what we don't want to see is a bunch of people running around out there that don't see this coming. We want people to see this coming, get prepared, and so that, you know, America stays strong and is able to defend itself and be self-reliant, not dependent on the government to take care of us. Because they've been doing it for quite some time now. How's that working out there for you guys? You know, I mean, come on, really? So we get, you know, private bankers running everything. That's good. So I'm not sure how much time we have left here. I'm thinking we got a few minutes, but I wanted to get a couple of quotes in here before the end of the show. This nation will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. That's from Elmer Davis. If you wish success in life, make perseverance your bosom friend. Experience your wise counselor, caution your elder brother, and hope your guardian genius. That's from Joseph Addison. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That's George Washington. So, you know, guys, wake up out there. Let's start getting prepared. Get to a Tea Party meeting. Do something. Get up off the couch. Quit watching football. And I want to thank our guest, Cameron, for coming in today and giving us all this great information. And I want to thank Chandler for spending a lot of hard work keying up all this good music that we've been listening to. And so we still have a couple of minutes here, so I guess I can just rattle on here and talk about something. Usually we're running out of time. But the one article I have here left is High Unemployment a New Fact of Life? This is from Wealth Cycles, October 7th, 2011. Despite the Obama administration's insistence that its new stimulus legislation is the answer to the nation's unemployment problem, an objective look at the numbers tells a different tale. The St. Louis Federal Reserve says even if job creation were happening at pre-recession levels, it would take us 11 years to get back to an unemployment rate of 5%. And you can see the full report at ProPublica.com, citing federally generated article, Jobless Recovery's Causes and Consequences. And that's from Zero Hedge. Also has some publications as well. And I'm not going to have time for the whole thing. So with that, I guess we got a minute left here. So I guess we'll go to the end of the show here. I haven't got too much else to say. What about you, Cameron? You got anything to add that we need to know?
No, I think we've covered it well for the hour we had. But by all means, people, if you're listening, you're, like I said earlier, I know you're informed and you guys care. That's the value of coming to this show. And so go to the website, become a member. It's free, and become informed.
Absolutely. Sign right up and get out to that class, you guys, and get involved in this project. All right, so I guess that's about all we got. This is KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be back next week, get to a Tea Party meeting. I'm not sure who our guest is next week, but I'll let you know on the website at readingteaparty.com. And I guess that's all we got. So good night. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissiera. New action expected this week in the probe of the government's controversial gun smuggling program called Fast and Furious. Subpoenas could be served against key members of the Obama administration.
New subpoenas will seek to find out just how high up the official chain of command the authorization for this program originated. Now, the idea is to keep track of a shipment of guns to see if they led to key figures in the Mexican drug wars. But instead, the feds lost track of the guns. Congressman Daryl Issa believing the feds purposely stopped tracing the guns.
Fox's Steve Santani. There has been some question as to how much Attorney General Eric Holder knew about the program and when he knew it.
We have too much poverty. We have too much adult poverty and child poverty in this country, and we're here to change that. We're here to demand change.
Protests in New York's financial district now in their third week, and the crowds showing no sign of leaving. The demonstrations spreading around the country. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi supports them.
It's the democratic system. We don't all agree. We'd have a king if we were all of one.